Johnson.
No cap. Broadcast.
Welcome to the No Cap Podcast with Uncle Renzo, or by Uncle Renzo. I think it's by Uncle Renzo. I'm trying to say it this exact same way y'all see it on your Spotify, your Anchor, your, you know, a whole lot of those platforms. I don't know why Apple Music's not trying to put me on. It's a bit shaky. I think I need to send them an email and tell them, say, this is what we're doing. You know, y'all need to help out, you know. On episode one, right? This is episode two. So on episode one, we spoke about the gap, right, between mainstream artists and upcoming artists, on how to close down the gap. So today we'll be talking about self-PR. It could be as an artist, you know, on your artistic moves, you know what I mean, or a DJ, or, you know, it could be on yourself, basically, or the product you're trying to, you know, give to the people, you know what I mean? But before we get to that, I just want to do a Young April recap. Thanks to Channel O with the Lockdown House Party, sponsored by Hunters, MTV Bass with unlocking our DJs. Thanks for everyone that's been helping our DJs to make a better cash. You know, these folks rely on get money. Not all of them gets royalty. Samro doesn't recognize them. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. You know what I mean? The entertainment industry doesn't have a structure. At times like these, we do not have a unit to look at, so, you know what I mean? A union to look at to and be like, say, we're not doing jack. How are we going to get paid? How are we going to survive? How are we going to pay our rent? How are we going to do this? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, teachers have a structure. Teachers have a satu, you know. Noom is for mine workers. I'm not sure. I think. You know what I mean? And there's a tau for the transport level. It's, yeah, man. We just need a structure, basically. And I mean, it's tricky. If your own entertainment lawyer can go against you, as in if you would sign up to your Sony, like you're trying to sign to Sony, like, actually no, Sony approaches you, or you approach Sony, and there's a deal in the middle, and you have like your own entertainment lawyer on the side, but this entertainment lawyer is actually working for these people also, but not telling you, and they go against your back and drink you. We really need a union. I mean, it's really that crazy. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, that was a young tribute to DJs. If you didn't notice, Channel O with the Lockdown House Party. Hey, MTV Bass for unlocking our DJs. Hey, the low-key's been doing their things on the live Facebook thing. You know, I'm mentioning whether you're doing hip-hop, house, look, it doesn't matter. And right now, I want to jump a bit to April, right? So the beef between Hash and J Marley was low-key and necessary. It was. Honestly, it was a bit low-key and necessary. But, hey, I feel like we needed that. You know what I mean? The problem is when the capping got involved. I mean, we're a no-cap podcast. Why y'all capping? You know what I mean? The capping got a bit involved. So, for me, I was just like, But we surely did need that. We, like, the hip-hop industry, the SA hip-hop industry was a bit down, you know? We had nothing. You know, you're all upon this, what's this wave? I'm a piano wave, you know what I mean? A bit of our people even are starting to rock I'm a piano. Like, we were down, bro. And this beef happened, and the lives, and the whole verses, you know? Yo, Ricky and OK Maloon Cool Cat. That was, like, one of the proud moments for me. And if you've been following up upon Boys and Bucks, I mean, that was like, yo, you know what I mean? The love they just shared upon each other. The whole versus, you know what I mean? Hey, boy. But I must say, Ricky has hits. Yeah. Hey, Ricky has hits. My bad. Hits. Ricky has a whole lot of hits, bro. It's crazy. Even OK Maloon Cool Cat, I'm not disputing him. He has hits too. But Ricky? Hey. Let's get into May. Into May, I know a whole lot of artists have been dropping music, you know, aka just dropped an app, aka TV, I think. Y'all actually need to check that out. Not even shit, go check it out. Y'all need to go check it out. We had Mother's Day. My birthday was on Mother's Day, crazy. And OK Maloon Cool Cat dropping an EP, Bloomington, on the 22nd of May. Y'all need to check that out. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the whole, oh yeah, crazy. The whole David Scott, that thing he pulled on Carte Blanche, like amazing, you know. Going to interview Samuro people, whoever. You know, I haven't seen it. I'd really love to add my two cents in it. But what happened apparently is that it was a whole interview based on Samuro and how they're not paying royalties and stuff like that. So yeah, a whole lot of, if you're an artist and you missed it, like me, you need to go check it out. It's on the YouTube page. I mean, YouTube level. YouTube and don't do it. You can go find it there. Just do the right thing. And yeah, man, I think I'm going to watch it tonight. Afterwards, I'm going to just chop about it there on Twitter. But yeah, let's go to topic of the day. Self-PR, self-public relations. Yeah, self-PR. Well, what do you guys know about PR? You know? So today I'm going to actually chop it down for you. I mean, I'm not a PR specialist. I know a thing or two about PR, but I'm not like a god at this. You know what I mean? I'm not your Sheila. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I got you. So I'm going to just give you what I know and run with it, man. Run with it. So first step, number one. I don't want to number it because I might ruin the numbers as we're going on, but the first step you need to do is research the game. You know, you need to research the industry you're in. You need to literally research your target market, your audience, you know, the media. Like, you need to research everybody, your stakeholders, basically, within the game. You know what I mean? Your primary, secondary, internal, external. Research everyone around you, B. That's helping you to get to where you want to be. You need to research everyone around you. Could be the people you're working with, who's pushing you. Research them. Research your fans. Research the media. Research the people that get to retweet your tweets. Research everybody. You know what I mean? And this is where, this first step, you kind of get a media list. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't need it for fans because you have that direct engagement with fans, right? I mean, your Twitter gives you that platform where you can engage with your fans, right? Use it. Engage with your people. Engage with your fans. Let me tell you one thing that a lot of people don't know. They think brands, when they approach you, they look at your followers. They don't. They look at your engagement. Because, I mean, you can have 300,000 followers and you get how many likes? You get 1,000 likes. You get 800 comments. The ratio doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like half of those people, actually more than half of those people that are following you are robots. You know what I mean? But now if the ratio makes proper sense, if you have like 300,000 followers, or if you have 1,000 followers and you get 1,000 likes and you get 1,000 comments, bro, that's how you win, B. That's literally when other brands pull up to you and some mix say, we see your engagement with the people, you know? We want to work with you. You know what I mean? Aries, yo, bro, I don't know how he does it or how he did it. Was it through a PR campaign or what? That nigga can trend literally without anyone, without him actually tweeting. He can trend without him tweeting, without him saying nothing. Aries has a camp. This is where you build your own camp. You research your people. You engage with your people. You know what I mean? You build a media list. You don't need to be at a social networking gathering for you to literally network with other people. No, take your phone right now, you know, Google there, Metro, YFM or whatever, you know what I mean? And then call them and be like, I need emails of every presenter on whatever, you know what I mean? They will give you the emails. They're not slack with the emails, bro. And I bet you can even get their emails on their social media bios, you know what I mean? Literally, bro. But one thing y'all need to know is that when you do this, when you build up your media list, is that brand association is a thing, man. You know? Ricky Rick will never send a feature to Hayes Genoot, or Hayes Genoot will never do a feature about Ricky Rick. You know what I mean? Come on. Literally. So now, you need to carve the people that align with the type of work you're doing. You know? Hype Magazine. Creative Corner. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot of platforms. Liquor Online. You know what I mean? That's the people you talk to. You know what I mean? Like, literally, even on radio, same thing. You know, I mean, honestly, if you've got the money, right, you can actually hit up Shayla to do all of this for you. Literally. You know, but if you have no money, you can do it for yourself. And even if you have the money, I feel like at this stage, at this time right now, instead of just dropping a whole lot of songs, because I feel like every artist is feeling like, yo, I need to drop something because people are home and something like that. It doesn't work like that. First of all, I don't think we all stream the same. You know, I feel like during an active day where there is no lockdown, we stream more than when we are home. You know what I mean? Because I know when I go in my transi, when I go to either school or wherever, in the transi, that's where I stream a lot. You know what I mean? Literally. And yeah, man, when I'm home, I'm usually on the YouTube level. Barely on Spotify, you know? So it's a bit tricky. It's really a bit tricky. But hey, you know what I mean? I'd be listening to a whole lot of podcasts than music during this time. And even the music I listen to, it's not like you turn up music. It's not like club bangers, you know? It's the music that speaks to the soul. So unless you're releasing good music like that, then I feel like it's a good thing if you release it now. But now, if you just trying to release, if you're feeling in a rush, relax, but sit down, work on yourself, invest in yourself. Don't be trying to release. Trying to create an awareness campaign, a PR campaign on why, you know, you're the greatest thing. Because, I mean, every rapper feels like I'm the greatest. I'm a goat. You know what I mean? So now, this is the chance where you convince us you're a goat. Instead of just throwing music to our faces, you know, that we might not listen to. But now, we do a whole lot of reading at this time. One thing I can tell you about, you know what I mean? You can be blogging, you can be tweeting, posting. Well, read, literally. You know what I mean? So that's how it should be. That's how it should be. So this is where this PR thing coming in. So let's get back to it. So I said, research the game, know your target audience, find a way to engage with your audience to understand them. And, you know, work on your media list. You know what I mean? Media list. Your brand associations, people that align with you, you know what I mean? Not Hayes Khanud. And step number two, it's the second step. Objectives of your PR campaign. What are they? What's your story? You know what I mean? Like, what's the objective of you doing this? You know, are you doing a PR about a project you're releasing? You know? Are you doing a PR about yourself? You know what I mean? So why should we know you? You know, what's the objective of all of this that you're doing right now? You know what I mean? Why should we get to know you? Why should we listen to your project that's coming up? You know what I mean? I mean, there's a whole lot of projects that are released each and every day. So now, why you? You know what I mean? Like, why? This is where, literally, man, this is where you sit down and you find the answers. It's all on you. I can't give you the answers. I can't give you your own objectives. I mean, you're doing your PR campaign for you. I mean, for your work. So why should I be giving you your answers? You know what I mean? You've got the answers, champ. This is where you just sit down and meditate a bit and you'll get them. It takes time, but you'll find them. And step number three is when you plan, man. You plan your activities, your actions. You know, you don't act, but you plan. You know what I mean? And if there's a couple of emails you need to send to your media list, send them. You know what I mean? Literally. And you just engage with your stakeholders. This is where you're just planning. You know, there's no action yet. So let's say you're about to release a song. You know what I mean? And you're doing a whole PR shandy. So this is where you plan. You can plan a feature on some. I'll drop a snippet on Friday. During a live, you know, and the next Friday I'll be on live again and doing this and that, or I'll be just tweeting a Q&A type of thing, you know what I mean? Or yeah, literally, That's all you need to do. I mean, this PR thing is all social media based. So very little budget is spent. I mean, you don't need to cough up 50K. You know what I mean? For maybe your promotes, your post promotions can be like 2-3 by there. I'm not sure about the numbers, but I don't think it's even more than a K. You know, and yeah, literally a couple of people you need to spend money on for your artwork. You know, honestly, I'd be like, go on YouTube, learn how to do all of these, your artwork. And for a lot of artists, I think y'all need to learn. Y'all really need to learn how to, you know, mix and master your own music. You know what I mean? You don't need to be perfect like your Harvey. Of course, yes, see, that boy is a genius. But yeah, man, you don't need to be perfect, but you need to sit. I mean, I can literally make music. I am a rapper, or was a rapper, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? I can literally sit down and mix and master my own shit. And I've been mixing and mastering a whole lot of people's shit. So, yo, you know, okay, cool. I went to school for it. Bet. But, and I'm also going to school for all of this PR thing. Bet. You know what I mean? But now, you can do this without going to school, man. You can literally sit down, you know, and get these programs, get these softwares, your Logic, your Pro Tools, your Reason, your Cubase, your, you know, a whole lot that you could be using and learn, man. The only thing that's stopping you is not learning. So just learn, bro. Literally. And yeah, man, that's how you get to that. So yeah. So like I said, you're planning, you're drawing up these activities that you're going to be doing. It's like a to-do list, basically. You know what I mean? And then you implement them. This is where you implement the actions. I mean, the plans. I mean, you know, everything that you've been doing. This is where your media list will be retweeting your stuff. Or your media list will be tweeting about you or posting a picture about you on their page. You know what I mean? This is where you just interacting, brother. Literally, this is where you go live. You know what I mean? This is where you just tweet your Q&As. This is where you trend, you know? And you just literally there. Because, I mean, if a lot of people are just talking about you, you know, if you can get people to talk about you and a whole lot of people are talking about you, trust, I'm going to try to know why these people talking about you. You know what I mean? Like, who's this? Is it 013 Chopper or is it 031 Chopper? That Bruce PR campaign. I don't even know if he's on a PR campaign, but everybody be talking about that, bro. Shout out to Zeus. You know, Zeus made sure, except people need to be talking about this guy. So it's a Young Slim PR campaign that's going on there. You know, and he has like 1,000 Instagram followers, I think. It's not more than 2, you know. But, dude, I even went to go follow this, bro. I heard only one snippet of his songs, you know, and already, I'm convinced that this guy might be the next big thing. I'm convinced. You know what I mean? Because I haven't heard anything from him, honestly. You know, I don't know if he's been dropping. All I heard was a snippet, and I heard gang people talk about him. I've seen tweets where people talk about him. And then I was like, yeah, I think this bro is the next big thing. You know what I mean? Literally, bro. So this is where you just get people to talk about you, man. Honestly, this is where actions, man. You implement everything, literally everything. That whole plan, you break it down. You've reached to your media list. People are talking about you now. The media is talking about you. You're engaging with your audience. All of this, you're doing it either from your laptop or from your phone, and you've spent less than 5K, and you're rocking. You are rocking. Honestly, you are rocking. And yeah, you're trending. And yo, what more else can we do or can we say? We see your name everywhere. We will search you. We will listen to your music, your previous music, the music that you've dropped. You know what I mean? And we're like, yo, this boy's fire. Or we will listen to that EP or single or album that you're planning on to drop. We'll be like, yeah, this boy is fire. You know? Literally, bro. That's how you do it. Literally, it's just a few steps type of thing. I mean, it's only 4 steps, but once you do it, I'm not gonna lie to you, you'll actually realize it's a whole lot of work. But it's that type of work you can do in a week, bro. It's not like it's not going to take you months. You know what I mean? And yeah. Yeah. If you've listened till this point and you are going to do exactly what I told you to do, this whole self-PR thing, hit me up. Hit me up and give me feedback on how that went and what problems you've experienced. Or if you are experiencing any problems, still hit me up. Hit me up. Heal me up. I'm healed. Still hit me up and I'll be gladly to help you to dive. Okay, cool. We can work on this. We can work on that. We can do this. We can do that. Actually say this or actually do this or reach this guy. I'll share my connects with you. I've got connects. I am a plug. I am an uncle for a reason. And yeah, man. Hit me up on Twitter at @uncle_Renzo. Instagram, same handle, @uncle_Renzo. I'm not on the Facebook level yet, but I'll jump on. And if I do jump on, it will be Uncle Renzo. And you can hit me up on the email level, you know, because, I mean, if you send DMs, I might take time to respond. And I honestly feel like boys don't send DMs, especially when it's business chats. Rather email that. You know what I mean? DMs are for girls, bro, for middies. That's where we interact with our middies. But yeah, email, right? It's bookings4renzo@gmail.com. bookings4renzo@gmail.com. And or you can hit me up on the WhatsApp business level, which is 065-883-2098. 065-883-2098. And yeah, man, we'll chat about all of this self-PR thing that's going on. I think I should start a group chat, basically, where we just talk about all of these, you know, because what I'm doing, and which I'm very grateful for, is that, guys, I don't know if it's just me, but the English during lockdown, ha! Hey, it's tricky, yo, it's shaking, ha! I was just sipping my water there. I trust it's water. Trust. It's water. But yeah, like we're saying, I'm grateful to have such a platform. And the reason I'm doing this is to inform you guys, to share the knowledge that I get, you know, and for me to get in this knowledge. I feel like everyone can get the knowledge. All you have to do is be the students of the game, you know. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be feeling like you got this. All you got to do is just learn, man, and read a lot, you know. Like, I'm on Twitter, I read what people tweet, and most of these things, I just see it on Twitter, or I actually ask questions, like, Xay, what do you mean by this? Or Xay, what is this? Xay, what is that? Some other things I do go to school for, but, yeah, man, literally, so, I'm grateful for having such a platform where I can help an artist, or even if, because I know not every artist listens to my podcast, and not everyone is an artist that listens to my podcast. Some people are just like me, who are passionate with the music, or they just listen to me because they like my voice. I'm grateful for you too. And yeah, basically, that's how we do it out here. You know, yeah, man, I just want to say, look, God bless you all, and from me to you, peace and love, a whole lot of peace and love, and shout out, you know, for all the support that y'all be giving the boy. Episode 1 was successful. I took time on releasing episode 2 because I was stranded with the school workload, bro. It was just a lot to me. Now it's just online. Everything is online, so I needed to be focused on that. I had like assignments due, you know what I mean? Like a whole lot. But that's okay. I'm past that right now. We back. And we rolling. We rocking. English, come back. Ish get it. And I want to do a young expose. Expose. We should call it the expose. This is where I expose. You know what I mean? And on WhatsApp, I was thinking about it. That's why I took time. On WhatsApp, man, your boy man called Mally. Hit me up on the group chat on some example. Listen to Selfish and PGT. Who's that song sampled by? So it's like sampled by. Do those songs have a sample? You know, PGT is by Party Next Door. And what's it? Selfish is by Reese. You know? It's like, Aight. Okay, cool. Let me listen. I'm going to play for you guys. And I need y'all to tell me. We need to find where these two people sample. Who did these two people sample? Like, where do they get the samplings from? What's going on? Because both of them, I did my research. I actually sat down. I did my research. I searched. It was like, okay, cool. You know, these samplings. What's going on? You know, who's getting sampled here? And I couldn't get the answers. That's why I decided to bring it back here. You know what I mean? It honestly missed me because PGT is one of my favorite songs for Party Mobile, and Selfish is also one of my favorite songs from Aries. I don't know if it's Party Mobile or Party Mobile, but what I know is Party Next Door. Sorry about that. But yeah, man, and Fede, you know what I mean? So let me play it for you guys.
Where was she raised? Where was she raised?
Yeah. I got this. Showcase, played. You just tell me what you think. Like I said, hit me up on the Twitter level. At @uncle_Renzo. You can hit me up on the WhatsApp business call level. And what's the number again? It's 065-883-2098. Showcase. And we'll chop that up. I'll be glad if you can just give me, if you can just tell me who's the song sampled by. I'm one of those guys who like, I find samples, like, I find them nice. I find them crazy. You know what I mean? There's a song, by Drake. Drake is one of the best samplers. I'm not sure. It's Tootsie. No, it's not Tootsie Slide. It's, come on, guys. Help me out. It's Chicago Freestyle and that other one, you know? There's a young sample that he did, but he rapped it out. You know, it was crazy. It was really crazy. I'll tap it down somewhere. And remember to say it the next show. I'll do say it the next show during our expose. But to him, I think he did credit it, so I'm not gonna expose him like that. But hey, these two guys, Party Next Door, Aries, come on, guys. Y'all, are we at an era where we don't credit the people we sample, or we don't even need to pay them? Like, how? Fam, how? You know what I mean? There's still people like me out there who wants to know, yo, who's behind the sample? You know what I mean? Who sampled here? You know what I mean? Because the sampling or the sampler or the samplee might just be amazing. I love vintage music. I listen to old school music all the time. You know what I mean? I need to get myself a vinyl set there. It's going to be the best thing ever. Imagine just walking into your crib after a long day. Because honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. There's a difference between analog music and digital music. Analog music has your human mistakes, and those human mistakes makes it more human. Digital is too perfect. You know, it's too perfect. Analog has those rustiness going on, and that makes it the best thing ever. You know what I mean? Just like your electric guitar, that distortion, grand, life, it's not supposed to be there. You know what I mean? That distortion, a sound thing. Sound engineers back then used to run away from it. We don't want this distortion. And some cat was just like blasé with that distortion, and it made the best thing ever. Literally. And that's where we at right now. So, yeah. I think I've been chopping. I should cut the chops. And yeah, we did the expose, we did topic of the day, we did a year in recap. So I'll be gladly to be chopping to you next week about, are rap crews dead? This is me just thinking about where the hell is the Wrecking Crew. I know where they are. But are they going to come back again? Or are we going to have something like that? Witness the Funk with Dream Team. Please, you can start engaging on that. You know, you can hit me up. We'll talk about that, and I'll make sure I mention what you say or whoever said on that level on my podcast. As long as you're not capping, we rocking. Issue Muzi, take it away, fam.
So the Cancer B tape is me expressing myself without words. You know, I was challenging myself to, with the aim of trying to create a new sound of my own. You know, you'll find that in most of the Cancer of the Cancer beats, or the Cancer instrumentals, or the composition of the compositions. Sorry, in the whole tape, they have this African sound to them. You know, there are these African drums behind the sounds, and some of the sampling that I did was of African music. You know, I was challenging myself to give people something they can still vibe to in the now generation, with an element of me. You know, I don't want to say an element of whatever, because it was me just putting my heart and soul into the whole B tape. You know what I'm saying? So it's live, right? It's been on SoundCloud for quite some time now. I think it's been 2 weeks now. Yeah, it's been there for 2 weeks. It's basically me just giving people a chance. Because I get it. A lot of people, when they listen to the song, they try and, oh shit, this beat is dope, and it goes so well with the whole lyricism of the person, or this person's vocal. Nah, I just wanted people to be able to listen, to hear their own thoughts while listening to mind-clearing music, you know? Yes, there are some beats that are on the tape that a lot of rappers have been like, yo, bro, hook me up with them beats, bro. This is hot. I could kill it and whatever. Yeah, sure. But this is not for people to kill, you know? This is not for rappers to kill it or whatever. This is honestly me giving people the opportunity to vibe to any circumstance or any vibe that they would like to create for themselves, you know, because there's up-tempo beats on it, like where people can dance, do whatever the hell they want to do. But then there are songs, there are beats that are, they require you to just be within yourself, or be within someone else's presence, or just, you know, just do some clearing of the mind. You understand? So that's what the Cancer beat is all about, you know? It's me just expressing myself to people, you know, as a producer. It's me coming out there as a producer. Because a lot of the tracks that I've dropped, yes, I'm the one who produced them, but I didn't challenge myself from that perspective. I was always challenging myself from a lyricism perspective. Yeah. So you guys should check it out. It's out there. It's on SoundCloud, Elijah Technique, Cancer B Tape EP. Oh, well, B Tape. it's also on Audio Mac. It will be coming out in other platforms very soon. But yeah, that's where we're at right now, man. Podcast.